In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump continued his tactic of obstruction in the impeachment inquiry by barring Gordon Sondland, a State Department official, from testifying to three House committees. Sondland is the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and was expected to testify regarding Trump's withholding of U.S. military aid to Ukraine in exchange for political dirt on his rival Joe Biden. Writing on Twitter, Trump said, quote, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland, a really good man and great American, to testify, but unfortunately he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court where Republicans' rights have been taken away." House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff spoke to reporters on Tuesday morning, saying this.
Not only is the Congress being deprived of his testimony, the American people being deprived of his testimony today, but we are also aware that the ambassador has text messages or emails on a personal device, which have been provided to the State Department, although we have requested those from the ambassador. And the State Department is withholding those messages as well.
That's Congressman Adam Schiff speaking with reporters after the White House stopped Gordon Sondland from testifying in the impeachment inquiry. Ahead of the scheduled testimony, a dozen Democrats had called on Sondland to resign, saying that the text messages in question suggest he has been complicit in Trump's attempt to extort political information from Ukraine. Meanwhile, Democrats are considering taking steps to protect the identity of the original whistleblower who filed the complaint about the Ukraine scandal. The Washington Post reported late on Monday that, quote, House Democrats are weighing extraordinary steps to secure testimony from the whistleblower, masking his identity to prevent President Trump's congressional allies from exposing the individual. Additionally, quote, the steps under consideration include having the whistleblower testify from a remote location and obscuring the individual's appearance and voice. On Monday, Trump continued to dig his heels in, claiming that his conversation with Ukraine's president, whose rough transcript he released, was perfectly above board and acting as though he had nothing to hide.
First of all, the impeachment inquiry is a scam. The conversation that I had with the Ukrainian President Zelensky was a very good it was a very cordial, very good conversation. The mistake they made, the opponents, the opposition, the Democrats, the radical left, deep state, whatever you want to call them, they came out with a whistleblower report before they saw the conversation. Had they waited one day, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have made a fool out of herself, and she would have been able to say what I said, because when she saw it, she said, this is not what the whistleblower said. And it's lucky that I'm the president, because I guess, I don't know what, a lot of people said very few people could handle it. I sort of thrive on it. You know why? Because it's so important that we get to the bottom. And the people are wise to it. And that's why my polls went up. I think they said 17 points in the last two or three days. I've never had that one.
That's President Trump speaking at the White House on Monday. In fact, a major new Washington Post Schar School poll on Tuesday found that for the first time, a majority of Americans now support pursuing an impeachment inquiry. Quote, by a margin of 58% to 38%, Americans say the House was correct to open the inquiry. Among all adults, 49% say the House should take the more significant step of impeaching the president and calling for his removal from office, end of quote. In other news, hearings are underway at the U.S. Supreme Court this week on several cases involving workplace discrimination aimed at LGBTQ Americans. Justices are examining whether the 1964 civil rights law applies to protection from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, rather than just sex. The conservative Justice Samuel Alito has been outspoken on the issue, reportedly saying to the lawyer in the case that, quote, you're trying to change the meaning of what Congress understood sex to mean. It's sexual orientation, it's not sex. Attorney Pamela Carlin retorted, quote, when a man is discriminated against for being gay, he is discriminated against for not conforming to an expectation about how men should behave. On Monday, disability rights activists won a major victory when the Supreme Court declined to take up an appeal by the fast food corporation Domino's Pizza over making its app and website accessible to disabled people. The case originated in 2016 when a visually impaired man named Guillermo Robles argued that the company's website was not accessible to him even through a screen reader software and therefore in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The case made its way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where judges ruled in his favor. Domino's appealed that decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the court refused to hear it. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan on Monday was booed off a stage by protesters at Georgetown University Law School as he attempted to give a keynote speech organized by the Migration Policy Institute.
But also, given that this is primarily an audience of immigration lawyers, advocates, and law students, to also talk about some of the fundamental issues we face with the current legal framework and its ability to address large-scale immigration flows. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan walking off stage at Georgetown University Law School after his keynote speech was repeatedly interrupted by protesters. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos could be facing jail time for violating a 2018 court order to not collect on educational debt from students attending the now defunct Corinthian College. A judge in San Francisco on Monday said she was, quote, astounded to learn that DeVos had continued to pursue debt payments on federal loans from former students at the disgraced Corinthian College. Judge Sally Kim said, quote, I'm not sure if this is contempt or sanctions. I'm not sending anyone to jail yet, but it's good to know I have that ability. Prison inmates at the Martin Correctional Institute in Florida have created a powerful and disturbing documentary about conditions inside their facility using smuggled cameras. A 34-year-old convict named Scott Whitney has been gathering footage since 2017 and compiled a film that he titled Behind the Barbed Wire. He turned the film over to the Miami Herald. Among the shocking events captured in the film is rampant drug use inside the prison with the complicity of authorities. Whitney narrates, quote, you got the war on drugs on the street, but once we get here, you don't care about the drugs. The Florida Department of Corrections Office of Inspector General says it is investigating the video. Also in Florida, a group of former prisoners are suing the Republican-led legislature over their right to vote. Voters in 2018 passed a sweeping bill restoring voting rights to former convicts. But Amendment 4, as it was called, was immediately under attack. The Guardian newspaper explained that, quote, the state's Republican legislature introduced a bill that would require the newly eligible population to pay every court fee, fine, and lien they might have faced during and after their conviction in order to vote. Florida Republicans are worried that voters who are former inmates would change the balance of political power in the state. And that does it for our news headlines today.